The media plays an essential role in shaping the relationship between the public and our government. Known as the fourth pillar of democracy, the capabilities of the media to influence the public perception and knowledge have been documented throughout history, and become even more apparent in facing recent global challenges and presidential elections. On Monday, April 1, 2024, the Georgia Southern Statesboro Campus Department of Public and Nonprofit Studies, the Georgia Southern Institute for Vibrant and Engaged Communities, and the GSU International City County Management Association chapter hosted a panel discussion titled Transparency and Accountability in Government: The Role of Trusted News Media. The discussion provided recognition to the importance of the media as a channel of political dialogue that both informs citizens and holds governing bodies accountable. Experts in journalism, public affairs, and administrators of local government joined students and community members at the Georgia Southern campus for a Q&A about the changing media landscape and the need for public consciousness and involvement, now more than ever. A brief introduction to the expert panelists and hosts. Dahl Kennedy, communications director for Bullock County Government with a background of more than two decades in broadcast reporting. Susan Catron, managing editor of The Current and veteran journalist. Jonathan McCaller, mayor of Statesboro and Georgia Southern University graduate. Dwayne Grice, founder of Grice Connect, which provides a daily hyper-local, solutions-based news product to Statesboro and Bullock County. Jason Grant, director of advocacy at the International City County Management Association, ICMA, graduate students in the Georgia Southern University Masters of Public Administration programs Amaria Ball, Edie Grice, and Ebo Barton-Odro, introduced and moderated Monday's discussion. Candace Bodkin, Ph.D., assistant professor in public administration, set the stage for the discussion, describing the need for the public, media, and officials to come together to open these conversations in order to confront stressors in our region, like the Hyundai Metaplant. She says this is how we nurture a vibrant community. The role of media in democracy. Combating the degradation in public information. The essential role of the media in the health of a democracy became apparent during the pandemic and 2020 election, where fear and doubt grew as a result of distrust towards the interconnected powers of the press and our policymakers. Susan Catron points towards a gap in the media where sensationalism has poked a hole in the flow of information. An abundance of attention-grabbing content has made factual, unbiased information harder to see and less entertaining to consumers. Every member of the panel emphasized how vital it is for citizens to play their part in community function through being informed and holding leaders accountable. This occurs when the people seek factual, unbiased information and form their own opinions. Each citizen then has the power to contribute a unique perspective to the democratic discussion and make an impact. Democracy is not a spectator sport, said Catron. Just as important as public officials' willingness to support the circulation of knowledge and facilitate the path for discussion between citizens and their governments. Mayor Jonathan McCaller recalled having to report a spike in crime at this year's State of the City address, when in the previous year he had been happy to report a decline in crime. While attempting to save face by covering up setbacks can cause local governments to miss opportunities for growth, honesty holds space for improvement to be made. This honesty is nurtured through civic involvement, which overwhelmingly originates from trusted media outlets reporting on such matters. Dwayne Grice says that building this trust is tedious work, and losing it can happen in an instant. Government bodies stand on a similar pedestal, and because of this, Dahl Kennedy says it is easy to criticize and make attacks against public officers. But he says public officers are taxpayers just like other citizens, and they have a vested interest in the outcomes as well. Institutions like ICMA recognize the complexity of these dynamics. Jason Grant says that the expectations and solutions that arise from democratic conversation is what makes each community unique. Your government is a localized solution to the problems that you face, said Grant. Media pathways. Growing through information. We expect that the role of the government is to make the best decision for the people who are holding them responsible. To fulfill this role, the people must be informed, and it is the media's responsibility to provide those unbiased facts. This citizen media government triad forms the pathway for which the people's needs are heard and met, leading to success in a community. Grice Connect takes an active stance in this relationship through our solution-based journalism model that not only seeks to inform people, but to help them understand and communicate their needs to the local government. Grice Connect highlights the achievements of our community while bringing readers the hard news they need to stay informed, all for free through our digital platform. Citizens of Bullock County and surrounding communities see, and feel, the impact that Grice Connect is making through this model. Media has an imperative role to play in civic engagement and government function, and by providing readers with understandable, accurate and timely information, every member of the Grice Connect team does their best to encourage the integrity of this connection. Read on to learn more details about the experts from the panel and their role in the connection between the people and their governments. Details about the panelists. Mayor Jonathan McCaller is the first African-American mayor of Statesboro, Georgia, elected in November 2017. He is a native of Statesboro and a graduate of Georgia Southern University, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in history and a master's degree in public administration. Dwayne Grice is the founder of Grice Connect and has reshaped local media for nearly four decades across various platforms such as radio, television, print, and digital media. His mission is to provide unparalleled hyper-local daily news to Statesboro and Bullock County through Grice Connect, a solutions-based news product he founded in 2019. Susan Catron, managing editor of The Current, is a veteran journalist with more than two decades of experience in Georgia newspapers. Her heart is in local news, and she has also worked at daily newspapers in Louisiana, Missouri, Florida, and Kentucky. Dahl Kennedy is communications director for Bullock County Government, overseeing the county's website and social media, and serving as a liaison between multiple county agencies, the media, and other community organizations. Prior to this role, he spent 27 years as a news reporter for WTOC-TV in Savannah. Jason Grant is director of advocacy at the International City-County Management Association, ICMA, where he leads thought leadership initiatives related to the structure and operations of local government administration. Jason's work primarily centers around understanding the dynamics between elected officials, professional staff, and the communities they serve, with a focus on identifying and addressing local issues.